welcome to Program Notes for your North Carolina Symphony, an exclusive production of the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. I'll be reading the program notes for all of the Classical Music Series concerts by the North Carolina Symphony for the remainder of the 2018 season. The program notes I'm reading today are for the performances by the North Carolina Symphony on Wednesday, March 21st at 7:30 p.m. in Memorial Hall, UNC Chapel Hill, and Friday and Saturday, March 23rd and 24th at 8 p.m. in Maymandy Concert Hall, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. These concerts will be conducted by guest conductor Ben Gernon. The featured soloist will be the North Carolina Symphony's concertmaster, Brian Regan. Please note that there is a slightly different program being performed by the symphony at noon on Friday, March 23rd in Maymandy Hall. And for those notes on that program, you can listen to a separate podcast here. The program note is numbered 0320. Now, the program on this performance will include the following: Mixed Messages by Nick Mooley, an American composer; Max Bruch's Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor, Opus 26; and then following the intermission, Fontana di Roma, The Fountains of Rome by Ottorino Respighi, and that will be followed by Pini di Roma, The Pines of Rome, also by Respighi. Now, I'll begin reading our symphony notes, and first we'll take a look at the guest artist and the conductor for this particular concert series. Born in 1989, Ben Gernon first attracted international attention in 2013 when he won the Nestle and Salzburg Festival Young Conductors Award after a unanimous vote. Gernon took up his position as principal guest conductor of the BBC Philharmonic in the 2017-18 season, one of the youngest conductors to have held a titled position with a BBC orchestra. Now, this season, Gernon looks forward to orchestral debuts across the globe, including Oslo Philharmonic, Deutsche Symphony Orchestra in Berlin, Czech Philharmonic, and the Orchestra Nationale de Capitale de Toulouse. Gernon is a regular guest conductor with most of the UK's orchestras and has conducted twice at the BBC Proms. Highlights of his 2016-17 season in the U.S. included his debut with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra at Ravinia and a return to the Los Angeles Philharmonic to make his debut at the Hollywood Bowl following his season as a Dudamel Fellow in 2013 and 14. A keen opera conductor, Gernon made his debut in 2016 and 17 with Glyndebourne Touring Opera, conducting Don Giovanni, and returns this season for the Barber of Seville. In the spring of 2017, he made his debut at Stuttgart Opera, conducting The Marriage of Figaro. He'll make his debut at London's Coliseum with English National Opera in 2018 and 19. Gernon studied at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama. Now, the featured violinist on this program, Brian Regan, who is in his 29th season as concertmaster of the North Carolina Symphony, and he returned last summer to the Chautauqua Symphony for his 21st season as concertmaster of that prestigious summer festival orchestra. Before joining the North Carolina Symphony, Regan was assistant concertmaster with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra under Andre Previn and Lauren Mazel. Since 1990, Regan has appeared as soloist with the North Carolina Symphony more than 100 times, making him the most frequent soloist in the symphony's history. On September 13, 2001, 2 days after the tragic attacks, Regan was called on with 24 hours' notice to substitute for Itzhak Perlman, who was stranded in Detroit in a performance of the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto at the symphony's gala season opening concert. Regan has performed concerts and recitals in the U.S., Europe, Africa, Canada, China, Japan, Puerto Rico, and the West Indies. Almost every winter for the past 30 years, he has traveled to St. Bart's Music Festival in the Caribbean, where he serves as concertmaster. Regan has been a member of the first violin section of the All-Star Orchestra, a made-for-television recording project comprised of many of the great orchestral musicians in the country, under the musical leadership of Gerard Schwartz, for two summers. Regan is a graduate of the Cleveland Institute of Music, where he earned a bachelor's degree in violin performance in 1976 and artist diploma in 1977. Now here are the program notes for this concert. The North Carolina Symphony comes onto the stage to perform Mixed Messages by Nico Mooley. Born August 26, 1981, in Tunbridge, Vermont, this work was composed in 2015, the first performance May 13, 2015, in Philadelphia. Yannick Nezet-Segan was the conductor. Now here is the overview. Nico Mooley is one of the rising stars of American music, with a profile in The New Yorker when he was 26 years old, a full evening concert of his music at Carnegie Hall in October 2007. Inclusion on New York Magazine's Best of 2005 list for his cantata, based on Strunk and White's The Elements of Style, premiered at the New York Public Library. A publishing contract with the venerable British firm Chester Novello, and performances of his works internationally. His first opera, Two Boys, commissioned by the Metropolitan Opera and Lincoln Center Theater, was premiered in London in 2012 and was critically acclaimed during its run at the Met in 2013. Mooley was born in 1981 into an artistic family in rural Vermont. His mother, Bunny Harvey, is a well-known painter on the faculty of Wellesley College. His father, Frank Mooley, is a documentary filmmaker. Nico began playing piano at age 8 and organ 2 years later. He joined a church choir soon thereafter. During high school in Providence, Rhode Island, Mooley studied composition with David Rakowski, a professor at Brandeis University, and attended the summer program at Tanglewood. After graduation, he enrolled in a joint program at Columbia University, where he received a bachelor's degree in English literature in 2003, and the Juilliard School, where he earned his master's degree in composition in 2004. From his sophomore year until 2008, Mooley worked for composer Philip Glass as editor, MIDI programmer, keyboardist, and conductor for numerous film and stage projects. Now, here is what to listen for. Mixed Messages was composed in 2015 on a commission from the Philadelphia Orchestra, which premiered the work at the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts on May 13, 2015. And that was under the direction of Yannick Nezet-Segan. For that performance, Luke Howard provided the following information. The title of Mixed Messages is, like the piece itself, multivalent. It is a phrase you hear applied to any number of interpersonal encounters, from the strictly business to the romantic, Mooley notes. Throughout this single movement piece, the mixing of messages is achieved in several ways. First, Mooley keeps the orchestral families internally intact but somewhat at odds with each other. Second, while Mooley retains the regular pulse of minimalism, the rhythms themselves are irregular and asymmetrical. Finally, amid all the layering of timbre, motif, and rhythm, Mooley includes palpably romantic gestures. In every case, though, there is a wrench deliberately placed in the works to mitigate the romantic effect. The ending comes rather abruptly, as if someone got the message wrong and turned off the machine before it was finished. The instrumentation for Mixed Messages is as follows: a piccolo, two flutes, two oboes, English horn, two clarinets, bass clarinet, two bassoons, contrabassoon, four horns, three trumpets, three trombones, tuba, timpani, percussion, harp, piano, celeste, and strings. The next work to be performed by the North Carolina Symphony is the Violin Concerto No. 1 in G minor, Opus 26, by Max Bruch. Born January 6, 1838 in Cologne, died October 20, 1920 in Friedenau near Berlin. The work was composed 1865 to 1866. The first performance was April 24, 1866 in Koblenz, conducted by the composer with Otto von Koenigsglau as the soloist. Now here is the overview. German composer, conductor, and teacher Max Bruch, widely known and respected in his day, received his earliest music instruction from his mother, a noted singer and pianist. He began composing at 11, and by 14 had produced a symphony and a string quartet, the latter garnering a prize that allowed him to study with Reinecke and Hiller in Cologne. Bruch held various posts as a choral and orchestral conductor in Cologne, Koblenz, Sondershausen, Berlin, Liverpool, and Breslau. And in 1883, he visited America to conduct concerts of his own compositions. From 1890 to 1910, he taught composition at the Berlin Academy and received numerous awards for his work, including an honorary doctorate at Cambridge University. Now here is what to listen for: the G minor concerto, a work of lyrical beauty and emotional sincerity, opens with a dialogue between soloist and orchestra, followed by a wide-ranging subject played by the violin. A contrasting theme reaches into the highest register of the violin. A stormy section for orchestra recalls the opening dialogue, which softens to lead directly into the adagio, based on three important themes, all languorous and sweet, shared by soloist and orchestra. The finale begins with hints of the upcoming theme before the soloist proclaims the vibrant melody itself. A broad theme played first by the orchestra alone before being taken over by the soloist serves as the second subject. A brief development based on the dance-like first theme leads to the recapitulation. The coda recalls again the main theme to bring the work to a rousing close. The instrumentation for this concert is solo violin, two flutes, two oboes, two clarinets, two bassoons, four horns, two trumpets, timpani, and strings. Following the intermission, the North Carolina Symphony returns to the stage to perform The Fountains of Rome by Ottorino Respighi. He was born July 9, 1879 in Bologna, died April 18, 1936 in Rome. The work was composed in 1916, and the first performance was March 11, 1917 in Rome. Antonio Guarnieri was the conductor. Now here is the overview. Fountains of Rome is the earliest of the Roman trilogy of symphonic poems by which Respighi is frequently represented in the world's concert halls. Pines of Rome followed in 1924 and Roman festivals in 1929. These compositions depict various aspects of the city through musical impressions. Respighi wrote in the third person of Fountains of Rome, "The composer has endeavored to give expression to the sentiments and visions suggested to him by four of Rome's fountains contemplated at the hour in which their character is most in harmony with the surrounding landscape. The first part, inspired by the fountain of Valle Giulia, depicts a pastoral landscape in the fresh, damp mists of a Roman dawn. A sudden, loud, and insistent blast of horns above the whole orchestra introduces the Triton fountain. It is like a joyous call, summoning troops of naiads and tritons and mingling in a frenzied dance between the jets of water. Next, there appears a solemn theme borne on the undulations of the orchestra. It is the Fountain of Trevi at midday. The solemn theme assumes a triumphal character. The procession then vanishes while faint trumpet blasts resound in the distance. The Villa Medici Fountain is announced by a sad theme that rises above a subdued warbling. It is the nostalgic hour of sunset. The air is full of the sound of tolling bells, birds twittering, leaves rustling, then all dies peacefully into the silence of the night. The instrumentation for this work is for piccolo, two flutes, two oboes, English horn, two clarinets, bass clarinet, two bassoons, four horns, three trumpets, three trombones, tuba, timpani, percussion, two harps, piano, celeste, and strings. And the final work on this particular concert by the North Carolina Symphony is The Pines of Rome by Odorino Respighi. And this one was premiered 1923 to 1920, or rather composed 1923-1924. The first performance was actually December 14th, 1924 in Rome. Bernardino Molinari was the conductor. Now here's what to listen for. The Pines of Rome, Respighi wrote, uses nature as a point of departure in order to recall memories and visions. The centuries-old trees that dominate so characteristically the Roman landscape become testimony for the principal events in Roman life. First, the pines of the Villa Borghese. Children are at play in the pine grove of the Villa Borghese. Suddenly, the scene changes to the pines near a catacomb. We see the shadows of the pines, which overhang the entrance of a catacomb. From the depths rise a chant which re-echoes solemnly, like a hymn, and is then mysteriously silenced. The pines of Janiculum. There is a thrill in the air. The full moon reveals the profile of the pines of Janicola's hill. A nightingale sings. And then, number four, the pines of the Appian Way. Misty dawn on the Appian Way, indistinctly, incessantly, the rhythm of innumerable steps. To the poet's fantasy appears a vision of past glories. The army of the consul advances brilliantly in the grandeur toward the sacred way, mounting in triumph the Capitoline Hill. The instrumentation for this work is for piccolo, three flutes, two oboes, English horn, two clarinets, bass clarinet, two bassoons, contrabassoon, four horns, three trumpets, three trombones, timpani, percussion, harp, piano, celeste, organ, and strings. The symphony notes for this performance of the North Carolina Symphony were written and copyrighted in 2018 by Dr. Richard E. Rota. You have been listening to Program Notes for your North Carolina Symphony, an exclusive production of the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I will be reading all of the program notes for the classical music series of the North Carolina Symphony for the remainder of the 2018 season. This program is available on demand as a podcast on the day before each concert series and will remain available for the remainder of the concert season. I'm George Douglas. Thank you so much for joining me today. We sincerely hope that listening to Symphony Notes will enhance your enjoyment of your North Carolina Symphony. Goodbye until next time.